This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
The following interview was recorded before the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The subject matter of this interview could not be more timely. Abraham Lincoln in 1858 made a speech in which he said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." And probably that concept has reached new importance during our era, because it would seem on the surface, certainly during my lifetime, for example, I have never seen the country so divided as since perhaps the Civil War. People, families, neighbors, people reaching the point that they won't talk to you if you don't agree with them. And it's just caused a lot of bad feelings and division. We have with us in the studio today Ian Smith, who is with an organization that is trying to bridge the gap between, shall we say, the red and the blue, and at least get the people talking, because if you don't have communication, well, you're not going to go anywhere. So welcome, Ian.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good to be here.
The name of your organization is Brave Angels.
Braver Angels.
Braver Angels, right, where angels fear to tread. So anyway, tell us a little bit about the organization.
So Braver Angels is an organization that was born out of the 2016 election and the animosity that we saw there. And it's grown from a single workshop that was, hey, is it possible to bring people who voted for Clinton and people that voted for Trump together, to now we've got 15,000 dues-paying members. We've got about 130 what we call alliances or chapters around the country and in almost every state. We've got hundreds of volunteers like myself working to expand the reach of the organization and to bring people into this work that we see is probably the most critical problem that we have in the country today.
You've been with the organization a number of years. Right. You're impressed. We had a little bit of a conversation before we started this interview, and you told me that you're impressed with what they're doing, certainly the entire concept of getting people to talk, which is not always easy to do. So what is the magic formula? How does that work? How do you go about doing this?
Well, it's both the magic formula but also the difficulty. I guess the best way in order to get people to build trust is ideally one-on-one in person. We do have one-on-one conversations as a thing, but our bread and butter is more workshops, where we bring small numbers of what we call reds and small numbers of what we call blues together in order to understand each other better. So it's not necessarily to change their views on the issues. It's not even necessarily to agree on, you know, outcomes of the issues, although we do have something called a common ground workshop for that. It's more to understand each other, that they are coming from an equal place of deserving respect, and come from a place of, they're not uneducated on the other side. They're not stupid. They're not misled. They've got values that are just prioritized differently from your own.
You know, it wasn't that long ago, people tell me that even in the halls of Congress, people would get up during the day and they would vehemently defend their positions on a particular subject, and there would be the give and take back and forth. And then that evening, it was not uncommon sometimes for the opponents, if you will, to be having dinner together and laughing and having a good time. So it's almost back to that philosophy of, how do you reach the point where you can agree to disagree,
right,
agreeably.
Right.
And so, in a way, it seems like this is what you're trying to do.
Oh, yeah, very much so. In fact, we have a workshop called Families in Politics, and that is really popular right around Thanksgiving and Christmas time. because people know I have to get together with my family and we don't agree with politics. So how am I gonna deal with these people? Yes, it is hard. At the same time, it goes to show how popular this workshop is. There are a lot of people. A lot of us are having troubles around the entire country. It doesn't matter if you lean more conservative or lean more liberal. People recognize this is a problem. This is a problem with our culture right now that is affecting almost every single one of us.
How do you get people to these workshops? What is the mechanism by which you actually reach out and get some reds and blues together?
As I mentioned before, we have alliances around the country. That's our word for chapters, because alliances have to be run by a red and a blue co-chair. So just an alliance there. Alliances do the work of spreading the word of Braver Angels and getting people into the workshop. They put on the workshops. I will say we don't have just workshops. We also have debates if you want something a little more active, but it's a special style of debate. And then we also have other programs, one-on-one conversations if you don't want to be in a group, as well as all sorts of things, film club, book club, that sort of thing. It really is the alliances that bring their community together using our programming.
So you've been involved in some of these workshops?
Yeah.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about some of the success stories, maybe people that went with kind of I'll see how this goes, but I'm not going to change my mind with these idiots, you know.
Right.
And they come out on the other end maybe with a little bit different feelings. So you've actually experienced that. You've seen people that were, shall we say, very animated about their position, thinking the other person, because they didn't see it their way, there must be something wrong with them.
Right.
And then something, they're transformed.
Mm-hmm. They are transformative experiences. People can often walk away from our workshops feeling energized, enthused. They want more of this. It's like a new perspective or a new door has been opened up for them. And some of them go on and just, they want to be volunteers for Braver Angels and they go do great things. Others, you know, not every single person is touched. I want to say, you know, this is very powerful for programming. Very often what will happen is people go in kind of with their defenses up. They're ready for maybe not a fight, but a confrontation, or like, you know, if you're more conservative in the Bay Area and you go to one of these and you might approach being like, well, they're going to try to convert me and I'm not going to be converted. Often what we would find is that this is not a place where we are trying to change your views on the policies. This is a place where we're trying to change our views of each other so that we just understand each other. Just being listened to, being validated, being heard and understood, and feeling like you've been heard and acknowledged, that's a powerful experience in a political culture right now where people don't feel validated. They don't feel heard or acknowledged. If they say, I think that this is a problem, then there's, you know, a dozen people that will instantly jump on them and say, you don't know what you're talking about. You're stupid. You're uneducated. And well, no, that's not the case for most Americans. And most of us see that we have problems and we just want to work to fix the problems. We're not actually looking to start fights.
The starting point is reaching the point that you can honestly say there is no individual or party that is the ultimate perfect mirror of what things should be. Even within parties, there's conflicts. You know, you have Democrats, you have conservatives, liberals, you have shades of all of that, even within parties. So so there's that going on at that time. It almost reminds me of lawyers sometimes. You know, they'll get up and one will be a defense lawyer, one will be a prosecution lawyer, and, you know, try to do whatever they're supposed to do. And then, you know, afterwards, they might be having drinks saying, you know, oh, you did a good case today, you know.
Right.
You know, but you would never know that at the time because they're very animated in their respective positions. So I think the part of it is just realizing that it's not, you know, my party right or wrong type of thing. In my perfect world, is there any other? I would probably want facets of both red and blue together because I see things in each party that I like and things that I don't like, you know. So it's almost like if I had the power, you know, if I could be ruler for a day, like the song says, if I ruled the world type of thing, you know, I would take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and do that, you know, so there you are.
Right. And I think what you touched on with the kind of the prosecutor and the defense, I think that's a great model for what we're talking about here. To reiterate, we're not looking to get you to change your opinion. We're not trained to get prosecutors to join the defense or defense to join the prosecutors, but we want you to be able to have a drink at the bar at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, you're both working towards the interests of the country. And that's the goal here.
You know, one of the things that they used to do in high school, and I think it was so good, they would have debate classes, which I don't think they have at the high school level anymore for sure. And what they would do is they would say, okay, John, you're going to get up and you are going to take this position. You're going to be for this. And Mary, you're going to be against this.
Right.
And then after the debate, they would say, Mary, now you're going to be for this and you're going to be against it. And they have to switch positions.
Right. So we were talking earlier about experiences that I've seen. And in one of the workshops we call Skills for Bridging the Divide, we do ask you to read a paragraph or of someone stating their belief on some issue. It could be something, you know, gun safety or something like that. And you will be reading something you disagree with. And I have seen people have trouble, say, I cannot even read this out loud because it would go against my values to do this. And the skill to be able, like, I challenge everyone listening here to, I guess when you're driving or something, think about an issue you care about and try to steel man, as in state the strongest possible argument for the other side. And it, you don't have to believe it, but what do you think the other side earnestly believes? It's a great exercise to get you to understand the full perspective of the argument, and also to be able to converse with the people you disagree with in an educated manner, which is the key to kind of building trust. It's one of the starting points.
Well, I think that we've reached the point where some of the people that are listening to this interview might be saying, well, you know, this is interesting. I'd like to learn more about this organization. Where can they go? Do you have a website? Mm-hmm. Where can they go to get more information?
No, we sure do, at braverangels.org. In the Bay Area, we've got a number of alliances. We've got the Berkeley/Oakland/San Francisco Alliance, which is very active. The Sonoma County Alliance, which is also very active. Silicon Valley is very active. We've got another active, the Alliance of the Monterey Bay Alliance. And they're all kind of working together is what we call the Bay Area Super Alliance. So you can go on to braverangels.org. There's like a nav bar at the top. Have an experience. Find your local alliance.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Ian, thank you so much for coming in and visiting with us today. This is a subject, a topic that we could go on and on about, but we are limited with time. And I certainly hope that some of our listeners will avail themselves of that. Now, just by way of information for you, Ian, the area here on the coast side, San Mateo County Midcoast, I worked for the San Mateo County elections for a number of years on a part-time basis. I was an instructor of poll workers, one of the instructors. And during the election, when it was Bush and Gore, as you will recall, I think California, well, they went for Gore, but not radically so, maybe, you know, 54, 55%, whatever that was. But in the 9 miles of the coastside that that we are in now, right now, having this interview, 70% for Gore. So obviously there's a mindset here in this area, and I do feel for people of a conservative nature, because I can see where they would be intimidated to even open their mouth on certain subjects, you know.
It's a real problem in areas that are saturated, I'll say. Could be saturated red or saturated blue, where I'll bring up this area. If you lean conservative, then you feel very hesitant to kind of out yourself as such. You might be fearful of you know, social ramifications, being ostracized, or even losing your job. And I think it's similar in where I come from, Tennessee. If you lean more liberal, then you also kind of tread lightly. You don't really want to out yourself in order to, you know, keep the social wheels greased.
And what we're looking for is my favorite word. And when I got married, my wife used to tease me about it because I would always bring it up. And that is, we're looking for balance.
Yes. That is absolutely true.
Ian, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Ian Smith of the organization Braver Angels. In light of recent events, it seems more important than ever to have respectful dialogue with those of different opinions. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine, invites you to join him for a trip back to 1979. This is your hometown station,
100.9 Coastside Radio, your community, your voice.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1979.
This week, the time machine stops in the year 1979. What were things like in the fall of 1979? We'll check in the archives of the local Half Moon Bay Review. Men's Softball League disbanded for liquor rule violation. The Half Moon Bay Men's Softball League was disbanded for the year after two individuals were found drinking during the game. Softballists played on school district property where school does not allow alcohol. The two individuals were warned about drinking, and when they did not stop, the game was declared a forfeit. Since there was one more game to be played for the season, it was determined to disband the Men's Softball League for the remainder of the season. And Community Hospital gets 91% rating. The extended care facility at the Half Moon Bay Community Hospital received the second highest rating any facility in San Mateo County, according to the State Department of Health. Located in Moss Beach, the hospital has an extended care facility and general acute care facility with 13 beds. And the annual Fisherman's Ball to be held October 20th. The Half Moon Bay Volunteer Firemen's Masquerade Ball will be held on October 20th, midway through the two-day pumpkin festival. The evening dance will be held at the IDS Hall and will feature the music of Judy Dennis and her Society Orchestra. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. A quick update on the double-decker bargain bus, which is run and supplied by Agnes and my daughter and son, Charlotte and Carter. The merchandise selections are unique and top-notch. They range from vintage to antique to gently used items in perfect condition. The merchandise changes weekly, so you may want to make it part of your dining experience, checking out what might be new. What new treasures can you find at fair prices? Since adding the Winnie the Pooh house under our big corner sign, we now have Winnie the Pooh items, which make for good photo ops for the kids and adults alike. We've added doggy items since the Outdoor Barrel Garden welcomes dogs, and many want to bring their dogs to dine with them on the Barrel Garden. When you think about Bargain Bus, realize that we're not only a thrift store equivalent to the coast, but we're the only thrift store on the coast at the moment. So come on by. Keep calm and Bargain Bus on. 1979, a year that saw inflation over 11% and bank CDs paying over 15%. Gas, of course, was still a bargain at 86 cents a gallon. Average income was $17,500, and monthly rent would cost $280. In technology, Sony releases the Walkman, a worldwide success, costing $200. A little pricey for those times, but first, the snowboard is invented in the good old USA. But things were not all good for America, as 63 Americans were taken hostage in the American Embassy in Tehran upon the return of Iran of the Ayatollah Khomeini. In 1979, popular culture, people were flocking to the movies to see such films as Superman, the movie, Rocky II, Alien Star Trek, and the movie James Bond is in Moonraker. When not in front of the silver screen, the most popular TV shows include MASH, Happy Days, Love Boat, and Little House on the Prairie. Mork and Mindy, and Taxi. On the radio, this record was heard for 15 weeks and turned gold for these two newcomers to the music scene. Here's Susie Quatro and Chris Norman with Stumbling In.
Our love is alive.
From Chicago also enjoyed a gold record this year. Here's Styx with Babe.
Babe, I'm leaving. I must be on my way. The time is drawing near. My train is going. I see it in your eyes. The love, the need, your tears. Be lonely without you, and I'll need your love to see me through. So please believe me, my heart is in your hand, and I'll be missing you. 'Cause you know it's you, babe. Whenever I feel like giving up, you know it's you. babe, I love you.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of the KHMB Time Machine. Until next time, I'm Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
How to help your dog deal with seasonal allergies. For some people, seasonal allergies are a real pain. Whether you're bothered by a runny nose, itchy eyes, or endless sneezing, it can be a tough time of year to endure. Just like their human parents, some dogs suffer from the aggravating effects of seasonal allergies as well. Dogs can be allergic to natural seasonal substances. This can include plant and tree pollens, mold spores, dust, feathers, and fleas. A dog's allergy symptoms are generally similar to those experienced by humans. The immune system overreacts to one or more offending substances, leading to itchiness and irritation. Your dog may lick or scratch themselves, develop irritated eyes, or sneeze repeatedly. Some dogs experience itchy, swollen skin, while others suffer from diarrhea and vomiting. In certain cases, a secondary infection may develop. Here are a few things you should do to help control any discomfort your dog may be dealing with due to seasonal allergies and reduce the risk of more serious problems. Adapt your daily walk routine. If possible, avoid walking your dog in the early morning or late afternoon when pollen levels are typically highest. Steer clear of fields and parks where offending plants are common. When you return home, wipe your dog's body and paws with a moist cloth or hypoallergenic fragrance-free grooming wipe from your local pet store. This will remove excess pollen and other allergens from your dog's fur and skin without the hassle of a full bath. Pay special attention to the paws, as the sensitive skin here is often affected by allergens. Some pet parents soak their dog's paws in apple cider vinegar to remove pollen and other substances. If using this method, mix 2 parts water with 1 part apple cider vinegar. Another solution is to put boots on your dog's paws to prevent them from stepping in irritants and then tracking them into your house. Clean the air and other surfaces. Inside your home, regularly change air filters to cut down on airborne allergens that enter through open doors and windows. Running an air conditioner or dehumidifier will help remove moisture from interior air, making it harder for mold to grow. Minimize the amount of time your dog spends in damp environments, such as basements, bathrooms, or laundry rooms. Vacuum at least once a week, and remember to clean curtains and rugs that may have picked up dust and pollen. Here are more things you can do to control your dog's allergies. Don't sleep on it. The surfaces your dog comes into contact with at bedtime can become covered in allergens, so make sure they're kept clean by being washed in hot water every week. Consider putting towels or blankets on top of beds, yours and theirs, and chairs to make sure this task is easier and keep offending substances away from the surface underneath. Also make sure any soft toys your dog plays with get washed regularly. Jump in the bath. Prevent dry, itchy skin by giving your dog a bath more often with veterinarian advice. Wash their fur with a gentle, hypoallergenic, anti-itch shampoo that contains a soothing ingredient such as oatmeal or aloe. Some dog owners give their pet a 10-minute soak in a bath mixed with a gentle moisturizing oil. Supplement your dog's diet. Try giving your dog a natural dietary supplement such as fish oil or a fatty acid such as omega-3 or omega-6 to reduce itchiness and improve overall skin health. Coconut oil has also been shown to suppress allergic reactions while contributing to healthier skin. My dog Jeffrey suffers from allergies every year during the season. He gets very flaky skin, his fur and skin get oily and stinky, he loses fur. I always supplement his diet this time of year with Nature Vet Skin and Coat Plus and bathe him with Nudie Antimicrobial Shampoo. Both of the products help, but he still gets some skin problems. This year, I also added Canine Natural Freeze-Dried Tripe, which contains lots of probiotics and vitamins, and Carnivore's Ground Sprouted Seed Mix, Fluorophore. It's a whole food supplement bursting with live probiotics and enzymes. Adding these 2 additional foods to Jeffrey's diet has made all the difference. His skin is not oily, missing, or stinky, and he has very few flakes. We carry all these products at Kibbles and are happy to discuss them with you. I hope these tips help your itchy doggies. Until next week, this is Krista with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you heard that the U.S. Surgeon General recently issued an advisory outlining the direct link between alcohol consumption and increased cancer risk? Hello, my name is Reverend Dr. Lily Godso, pastoral psychotherapist, and your guest host today for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today, I'm going to talk to you about alcohol use and the steps you can take now to safeguard yourself and your well-being. Recent news from the U.S. Surgeon General has brought to light a crucial health concern, the link between alcohol consumption and cancer. This may be unsettling news for many, but understanding the risks and knowing the steps you can take to protect your health is more important than ever. For years, we've been aware of the effects of alcohol has on our liver, brain, and heart. But now research reveals that alcohol can increase the risk of developing certain cancers, including breast cancer, liver cancer, and cancers of the mouth and throat. In fact, the Surgeon General's report urges that no level of alcohol consumption is completely risk-free when it comes to cancer. So, what does this mean for you? It's simple. Understanding the risks of alcohol and taking steps to evaluate your habits is the first step toward better health. If you or someone you care about drinks regularly, it's time to think about the impact of that decision. When I come back, I'll talk about the practical steps you can take today to evaluate your drinking habits and more after this word from Dr. Brian Shepherd.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, this is Reverend Dr. Lily Godso, pastoral psychotherapist, and today we are discussing the recent U.S. Surgeon General advisory outlining the direct link between alcohol consumption and increased cancer risk. We want to start by evaluating our drinking habits. Take a close look at your alcohol consumption. Are you drinking more than you intended? The Centers for Disease Control defines heavy drinking as more than 8 drinks a week for women and 15 drinks a week for men. Are you exceeding that? This is a good time to be honest with yourself. You'll also want to consider your family's health history. Some people may have a higher genetic risk of developing certain cancers. It's important to know your family health history and talk with your doctor about how alcohol could interact with those factors. And if you're concerned or need support, talking to a healthcare provider is a good next step. They can help you assess your alcohol use, identify any signs of risk, and guide you through safe ways to reduce consumption. But let's be clear, you're not alone. Whether you're thinking about cutting back, quitting, or just want to know more, there are resources out there to support you. The National Cancer Institute has tools to help you assess your risk, and local health agencies such as the San Mateo County Health Department offer counseling and support for those looking to make a change. Remember, your health is a journey, and taking small steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. If you're worried about alcohol's impact on your health or the risk of cancer, you don't have to face it alone. Taking the first step by reaching out to your healthcare provider or visiting online resources. Take the first step by reaching out to your healthcare provider or visiting online resources. You are your best advocate, and together we can make choices that support a longer, healthier life. For additional information or support, please feel free to reach out to me at 415-225-0973 or visit my website, lilygodso.com. That's L-I-L-Y, Lily, Godso, G-O-D-S-O-E.com. And let's start a conversation today to help you take the next step toward understanding and action. Your health matters. Don't wait. Start the conversation today. Until next time, this has been Reverend Dr. Lily Godso with Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. Summer's officially over, and now we begin the harvest season on the Coastside. The main harvest for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast is pumpkins, of course. As we look forward to the Pumpkin Festival, October 18th and 19th, KHMB will be broadcasting live both days. But there's also a music ritual that has blossomed on our precious Coastside each year, and this is the sixth year now, of the Harvest Festival in Monterra at the Alpaca Farm. Welcome to the 6th annual Alpacas by the Sea Harvest Festival on Saturday, October 4th. It's an artisan and music festival on Kenny and Victoria Hibbets' famous alpaca farm in Monterra. 15 local bands play on two stages. It's a day of music, artisans with local exhibits, and, of course, libations. We'll hear from promoter Kenny Hibbets at the end of the show today on his love for music and giving back to the community while benefiting Second Harvest Food Bank here in the Bay Area. It's a total win-win. The event is free for anyone who wants to go, with a suggested donation to benefit the food bank. Each year, Rich Pearsall of Studio E in Monterra produces an album of those artists. The CDs will be available for sale on Harvest Fest Day, along with commemorative T-shirts and art. And over the next month of Carousel Special celebrating this year's Harvest Fest, you'll hear many of those tracks from the CDs. Let's begin the music celebration with the amazing story of Steve Gallup, who's been with me on Carousel several times. It was 25 years ago that Steve and his friend Marty Kossoff got the opportunity to record an album at Sun Studios in Memphis. Yes, that Sun Studios where Elvis got his start. And their band for the session was the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section. Pretty amazing story. They recorded the session on 2-inch tape, oxidizing for a quarter century, but with the help of Rich Pearsall at Studio E in Monterra, the tape, stored in El Granada at Steve's house, was preserved and converted to digital. It was an exclusive Carousel last June when I played some of those tracks for you, and this is my favorite from that session, a swampy rocker called Memphis Breakdown. Coastside Carousel, celebrating the 6th annual Harvest Festival on KHMB. Thank you.
good view. Start losing touch with what's real. Take my world, just keep on playing. When it all comes down, it's a story of fail. Driving hearts all that time behind the wheel of a Memphis breakdown.
Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710, a month-long celebration of Coast Side Carousels, celebrating the local artists featured in the Alpacas by the Sea Harvest Festival, Saturday, October 4th in Monterra. We'll hear from Kenny Hibbets near the end of the show. He's the organizer. He and Victoria have been putting this on for 6 years now. Up next on our special month-long celebration of Harvest Fest is Dirk Sell. I've been bugging Dirk to get on Carousel for 2 years now, and he's always like, yeah, Mike, as soon as I have new material. Well, what do you know? I finally have some new material from Dirk. He's a character, a big, tall, strapping dude who loves to poke fun at himself. When I asked him for his bio, he gave me this. Dirk Sell is his real name. Dirk is a father. Dirk is a traveler. Dirk likes to take his time. Dirk is in the process of hiking from Mexico to Canada. He's been at it for more than 20 years. Dirk cries easily and writes too many ballads. And Dirk is deeply concerned with a false narrative of time. Funny dude and a great musician, this one is a toe-tapping country rocker called Long Haul, KHMB's Coastside Carousel. is Coastside Carousel on KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. And we celebrate local artists and local venues at which they play. And we're celebrating month-long now the Alpacas by the Sea Harvest Festival on Saturday, October 4th in Monterra. I'm Mike Dale. Moving along, next up is Americana artist Mark Weezer, a multi-instrumentalist who is a longtime member of Cali Fuegos. We've had him on the show before with David Gilmour, a unique blend of alternative, surf, mex, Americana. I mean, that's a pretty wild category and just great music to boot. Mark is going back to his roots with a new band called The Lucky Dogs. I'll do a full feature on Mark and his band with their new album coming up later in October. Right now, we're going to get to the Harvest Fest 25 CD that I talked about at the top of the show. On this one, Mark goes back to his roots. This is called I'm Gone. It's Coastside Carousel on KHMB.
My hair, I'm facing off with a cold out stare. Another day flash, dusk to dawn, just a matter of time. Now we're gone, I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone. My T's crossed and my eyes got dark. So long the words, goodbye thoughts. Made my toes and it sure feel right. Hemming in the miles on a Wednesday night. I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone. Gonna be bridges burned, the world will turn to flame. Come Friday night, they won't recall my name. That pale white light, I'm gone. Gonna be bridges burned, the world will turn a flame. Come Friday night, they won't recall my name. And everything will be the same. Roll out of bed, comb my hair, face it off with a cold out stare. Another day flash, dust and dawn, just a matter of time.
Feeling at the end of the day,
pretty money.
How you feeling? pretty morning.
Community, your voice, it's Coastside Carousel on KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. The show devoted to local artists, the venues at which they play, and some of the bigger Bay Area bands who visit the Coastside here. And this month, it's a celebration of Coastside Carousels featuring the local artists featured in Alpacas by the Sea Harvest Festival on Saturday, October 4th in Monterra. There you heard Slack Tide Currents and Ashley Gray's song called Pretty Money. Good stuff. Finally got it on vinyl. We had them live about a year and a half ago playing that song down at our South KHMB studio. Great stuff from Slack Tide Currents. You're going to hear that one on Saturday, October 4th. I'm Mike Dale, and as promised now, Kenny Hibbets is the founder with his wife Victoria of Harvest Fest, and this is the sixth year. I asked Kenny to give us a take on how he started the festival and what it means to him and his family and giving back to the community of the Coastside.
Well, the opportunity to give back something to the community is really what the Harvest Festival is all about. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to find a way to support the Second Harvest Food Bank. So everything that we generate at the Harvest Fest goes directly to them. And what's exciting about it is that last year we raised over $10,000. Second Harvest told us that they're able to produce 20,000 meals. So when you think about the impact that that makes on Bay Area families in a challenging world that we live in, where it's very expensive to get food, their membership has grown dramatically. So this is a tremendous way for us to give something back. You know, each year it gets a little bit bigger. And so this year we're starting out a little earlier, and the music starts at 10, and we've divided the day up into a couple of different segments, and we start off with what we're calling the Monterra Mountain Morning Coffee House, and we'll have some great musicians kicking that off, but we'll also have Sage Bakehouse there providing some great food and coffee to get you started, and then we're going to segue into the middle of the day where we move into what we call the Electric Lunch, which is some great rock bands, and everybody knows about Monterra and that famous fog. So we have the Monterra Chill-In, which is coming throughout the middle of the day. We got some great bands there where friends get together and hang out. And then we finish that with the Monterra Madness Happy Hour, which is, anchored by Slack Tide Currents and closes the day with Mark Weezer and the Lucky Dogs. So it's really going to be a great event. We're looking forward to everybody coming out and supporting the community. And remember, it's always about giving back to the Second Harvest Food Bank and giving where you live and supporting the local community for those that are in need.
Thank you, Kenny, and thank you for everything that you do, and of course all the local artists along the Coastside who chip in to make this a better place for all of us. Really, really appreciate it. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, Mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel. featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Too often today, when we look at our government, we consider the Constitution as the founding document. It was not. It was the Declaration of Independence. For generations, Americans held the Declaration as the standard for American values. As Abraham Lincoln explained, our founders established great self-evident truths that their posterity might look up to the Declaration of Independence. This way, truth and justice and mercy and all the humane and Christian virtues might not be extinguished from the land. My countrymen, if you have been taught doctrines conflicting with the great landmarks of the Declaration of Independence, let me entreat you to come back. Come back to the truths that are in the Declaration of Independence. According to Abraham Lincoln, the Declaration established the Christian values by which American government was to operate.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.